reads. The Wake Up Crew,
WGNS. With every word they lift the day, brighten your morning in every way. From jokes to news, they've got it all. The Wake Up Crew answers the call. Wake up, cast the fly. Sean, Brian, and Dalton, they've tried. Morning's here, it's time to play.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. It is that day today. You know what day that is? Brian, you know what day it is?
Yeah, I do, I think.
It's Friday.
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the work and blues and let the good times roll.
Yabba-dabba-doo. John and Brian here with you. Dalton will be back on Monday. It is Mother's Day in 2 days. That means Sunday is Mother's Day. And I've got a little list I'm going to tell you about here in just a second about some gifts, last-minute gifts you can give to your mama. Memorial Day is in 17 days. That's really, to me, the official start of summer, really, Memorial Day. But you got to go to school 2 days after that.
Yeah, and then a report card day.
A half day, yeah. And so everything goes right. You'll be at the poolside on May 30th about noon. You can get in the pool about noon.
It's always cold or those first few swims.
It's
isn't
always
it?
Cold to you, Brian. It doesn't matter if it'd be July. It'd be cold. The pool would be cold. That's just the way you are.
Well, don't you think it's a little chilly sometimes?
It can be, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I do have a list of some things that if you haven't gotten your mother anything or your wife and you get her something for Mother's Day. And these are really kind of interesting. I was really kind of impressed. They have a low-cost stick that finds all of your photos and saves them on your phone. Like if you take pictures, you have them on your phone, and it sticks into the iPhone.
Okay.
And then they have a flash drive attached to it. So actually it's just a flash drive.
Yeah.
You know, bottom line. It's called the Photo Stick, and you can bring it right into a printing store. Make, you know, pictures. This is great.
I guess people still do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bobby was...
They make calendars a lot. A lot of calendars are made like that.
Bobby said, you've got a picture of Dalton's engagement here in your office, but what about mine? And then Dalton said, well, I did print it and put it in a frame for him and brought it up here.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
Way to go, Dalton. another thing, you can buy her some pillowcases.
Oh, boy, that sounds nice.
Well, I mean, you know, if they're real fancy, they're real fancy. These are real fancy. Okay. So they're called Blissy pillowcases. They're ultra soft, naturally hypoallergenic, and resist absorption. Don't sweat. Doesn't sweat on them.
Wow.
If you've got an older mother, you can get a number one wrinkle cream for A spots and wrinkly skin. What?
Nothing says Happy Mother's Day like wrinkle cream.
Wow. At age 86, I'm so appreciative that Vobriance is for the seniors as well. There.
That's what I'm going to get Heather.
Now, this is my favorite one. They've got these glasses out called adjustable lenses, and you can adjust your glasses if you start to... You can adjust them. There's a little screw at the side of your glasses, and they'll increase your vision or, you know...
Oh, so like the readers...
They're like readers, but you can change the strength of them. I think that's pretty neat. I wish I'd never gone away from readers. I wish I'd just kept buying readers instead of going permanent.
Well, don't you have to have some far eyesight too?
I do now, but yeah. Back 20 years ago, I didn't necessarily. There's also a gift you could get them. It's like you put them into your teeth and it brushes your teeth four times faster. Looks like a mouthpiece.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
It's called the Auto Brush. They've got this hair removal that you can remove hair from the root, like on your leg and thing, kind of like that.
Oh, man. That sounds like it hurts.
You can stick this camera. This is what it's called. It's a mini surveillance camera that requires no professional installation or monthly cost. It's called Spy Lens Cam. It has a magnetized base that ensures it can be placed on most metal surfaces. So you don't have to, you know, assemble it and put it together. And then, you know, it's just, you just do it yourself. It just pops up there.
Probably works on Wi-Fi.
Of course, the thief can also knock it off as he comes up, you know. So I don't know if that's good. There's a hydration product, and you can get, there's a little off switch for your brain, like a little patch. It kind of works like melatonin. It makes you fall asleep.
Ooh, I want that.
Yeah. And that's just some of many.
My brain needs an off switch.
So happy Mother's Day out there. We've got more of the Wake Up Crew. It's 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudiness early today, sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 74 degrees. Winds northeasterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, some cloudiness could pass through the region. Lows drop to 50. And then Saturday, mostly sunny and highs warm into the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 60.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Play an old guitar, 9:30. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Need high-quality printing that makes an impact? Look no further than Franklin's Printworks.
We do have a significant presence in Rutherford County as far as print capabilities, booklets, brochures, direct mail, all the time, every day.
That's Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
There are a lot of things we do that people don't know about, like large format stuff, banners, blueprints.
Franklin's Printworks delivers precision, professionalism, and unbeatable customer service. Visit printworkstn.com.
Mark your calendar. May 9th kicks off the 50th year of the Rutherford County Farmers Market. Dozens of vendors, one local tradition. Fresh food and pride of growing it local. At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In the NBA, the Timberwolves have evened the series against the Warriors, coming out on top in Game 2, 117-93. Anthony Edwards left the game in the second quarter with a left ankle injury, but returned for the second half and ended with 20 points and 9 rebounds. Julius Randle had 24 points and 11 assists in the win. On the ice, the Oilers and the Golden Knights went down to the wire and then some.
Perry now to McDavid with room, gets in over the line, across, drives side.
You just heard it all on the Oilers Radio Network. The Capitals have even their series at one apiece after defeating the Hurricanes 3-1.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:21, and we're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. United Communication, MTE's internet company, delivers fast 99.99% reliable fiber internet to homes and businesses. You can learn more at mte.com/internet. 99.99%, that's pretty good.
Yeah. what is that, 0.01%?
Yeah, something like that. Well, that's pretty good.
It's reliable.
Well, I'll tell you something else that's reliable.
Me?
No, WGNS. You can tune into your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand and even watch them on Big G TV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen. Now, because of TSSAA, we are not going to be able to show video anymore of our games, any of the future games, correct?
Yes.
But you can still get the score and you can hear the game on YouTube, Spotify, wherever.
Well, you know. Yeah, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. And
okay, so
website.
Why is it not on Spotify?
Because that's audio.
Oh.
That's where the podcast goes after the game.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, not live there.
I wish I could get it right, but I don't really care enough to get it right, I guess. Our good neighbor of the day, Steve Farrer. Do you know him?
I know the Farrers.
They're today's good neighbor of the day for helping find the right tool for the job and renting it at a very reasonable rate.
That's Steve.
That almost comes up like an advertisement, you know? I mean, really, it's good advertising.
Well, sure.
Thank
Do the
you,
right
Steve.
Thing.
Steve Farrer will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
So you can send in a good neighbor, and it's fairly easy to do, I think. We've tried to make it as easy as possible. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two ways that you can get in your good neighbors to us here. And thanks to Ryan Flowers for their years of support with that. Also, it's a Friday, so we're doing Friday and Saturday birthdays. So May 9th and May 10th. Let us know who's celebrating. 615-893-1450. Call or text. You've got until about 7:30 to get those in because at 8 o'clock, well, we give away that banana pudding from Slick Pig. Well, today we've got Lost Sock Memorial Day.
Oh, my goodness.
We have Hooray for Buttons Day.
Oh, that's really two good ones. Keep going.
Yeah. Tear the Tags Off the Mattress Day.
Okay. That's
and,
it.
And it's also National Butterscotch Brownie Day.
There you go. Now, I've never had a butterscotch brownie.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, though. Yep. I'm not a big butterscotch, but thinking of brownie form, it'd be pretty good.
Might be all right.
Our song of the day today, the last song of our Paul Revere and the Raiders week, is called Him or Me. And we close out Paul Revere and the Raiders. Next week, it's rap songs. It's 6:24 here on the Wake Up Crew.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60, he went in the Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant. We really focus on value. They get value. They get more than what they pay for. They get a higher level service. They get higher level food at a price that is a lot more affordable. What we're trying to do is we're trying to give people the value, and again, that they were fulfilled both within their stomach and as well as their pockets. We want them to feel satisfied. Come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. In Rutherford County, an MTSU professor has been arrested for financial crimes, according to the TBI. TBI agents joined the Tennessee Comptroller in investigating allegations of financial crimes against MTSU students. Investigators say they obtained the personal financial records of Don Hong and determined he used his position to steal state funds between 2020 and 2024. This week, the Rutherford County Grand Jury indicted Hong on two counts of theft, one counts of forgery, and other charges. He's been booked into the Rutherford County Jail on a $500,000 bond. Also in Rutherford County, authorities are investigating a series of vehicle break-ins in the Blackman community. Investigators say it appears one of the young suspects was armed with a high-power rifle. According to the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, a home video captured a young man with an AR-style gun breaking into vehicles overnight Tuesday. However, deputies believe there were multiple suspects who also appear to be young men. Authorities say a stolen credit card was used on Wednesday at the Donaldson Waffle House, so they believe the suspects may live in Nashville. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
This is the final weekend for the big Strawberry Festival in West Tennessee. This marks the 87th year for the event. Humboldt and Gibson County welcome you to enjoy 9 blocks of rides, games, food vendors, and more, and 20 events that are sure to entertain the entire family. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:27 on the Wake Up Crew. We've got good neighbor events coming up and another check of the weather and our first look at traffic all coming your way. Also, I need to remind you, at 6:46, Man on the Street Newsmakers and the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. Oh, my goodness. Okay, that sounds like a mad dog. At 6:57 before CBS News. Maybe we'll give you another chance to do that again. Whoa. Brian, I know you don't like to grocery shop.
I hate it.
Okay. Have you tried them bringing your groceries to you? Have you gone that route yet?
I have.
How did you like it?
It was an okay experience.
Did they get it right?
Kinda.
They may not get the brand you like, right?
So, I did this through Walmart. There is a button that you can push that says that it's only this product. You don't want a substitute.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, and let's say it's a 12-pack of Coke Zero.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose that, they could give you, 16-ounce bottles, maybe not cans. I mean, so they substitute they don't substitute the brand, but if you change the brand, they could bring anything. I mean, that's just one example.
Right.
So you can kind of hone down on that.
I would think it would take a while to go through all of that.
Well, if you do it once, it saves it in there. So, like, if you want to reorder, it chooses the things that you on your past orders, and it says, do you want to reorder? And you can just click right down through there. So that would be fairly easy just to be able to reorder from that. I haven't done it in a while. I'm probably going to do it again. I mean, I hate going, especially to Walmart. I don't know why. It seems like it's so much further away, and it's really not. If I want to go, I just pop in, like to Publix or something.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Dalton is big on Aldi, and I should go there more too, and I don't.
I just find I can't find everything there.
And that's hence the Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it's anything other than groceries, then it's usually Walmart. But I try to do that maybe once every 6 months, 2 months. 6 weeks, 2 months, rather.
Well, my daughter got a thing from Kroger. She seems to like it pretty well. It's like, I think the third time that they've started doing it. And their reasoning is time factor.
Yeah.
You know, just don't have the time to go grocery shopping. But
don't like it at all.
Yeah. Well, it is kind of a hassle.
Do you? I mean, you enjoy shopping, though.
No, I don't enjoy grocery shopping, but I do enjoy shopping. But I don't enjoy grocery shopping, and I don't usually. I've looked all around for caffeine-free sun-drop diet, and they're not any to be found right now. So I don't know if they still make it or they just quit making it. They don't tell you when they quit making it, usually. But I do know the one at Kroger. The one Kroger I went to, they were out I mean, they used to stock it and it'd be gone in like a day. If you didn't get about 4 6-packs, you weren't going to get any.
Did you see, like, on the shelf, did it have it listed there?
Uh-huh.
But it was empty.
But it was empty. And it's been that way for 3 weeks now. So
I guess they maybe changed their delivery date.
No, I think they just don't make Sun Drop caffeine free anymore.
Well, why do they save some room on the shelf for it then?
Well, they don't save room for it. It's on there, but there's no Sun Drop. It's all full of Sun Drops, but not caffeine free.
That's kind of like my Dr. Pepper Zero Cherry. I've never found them.
No. Nope.
They live in the wild somewhere.
I guess I could go online and pay $400 for a 6-pack. I don't know. Might have them out there somewhere. It's time for Today in History. It's brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
All right, 1887, Buffalo Bill Cody's Wild West Show opens in London. In 1899, John Burr patents an improved rotary blade lawnmower in the U.S. 1914, the U.S. President Woodrow Wilson proclaims Mother's Day. Aw.
Well, how about that?
1949, Prince Rainier III becomes the monarch of Monaco. 1992, the final episode of Golden Girls airs on NBC.
Your heart is true.
What was that show that replaced it?
Golden Palace. Lasted a season or half a season. It was bad.
2018, speaking of Walmart, Walmart takes a majority stake in Indian online retailer Flipkart for $16 billion.
Wow.
And in 2019, Pope Francis introduces new rules on reporting sexual abuse in the Catholic Church, criticized for not going far enough. Big changes ahead in the Catholic Church, too. Yep. You know,
criticize them all you want now. Not going to do you much good, is it?
Wow. No, I guess not. We've got more to come here on the Wake Up Crew. It's the Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf coming up. That's a little more like it, buddy. There you go. We'll be back with more. Our time right now is 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
May 9th, 1964. Louis Armstrong had the number one song in the nation.
Hello.
This date in 1971. All in the Family wins the Best New Series Award at the 23rd Emmy.
You are a meathead.
Best Comedy Actress. Jean Stapleton. And May 9th, 1994.
Shotgun Willie sits around in his underwear.
Willie Nelson arrested in Texas on marijuana charges after police found the butt of a joint in the ashtray of his Mercedes.
I'm so ashamed.
I'm Brendan Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it could be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudiness early today, sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 74 degrees. Winds northeasterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, some cloudiness could pass through the region. Lows drop to 50. And then Saturday, mostly sunny and highs warm into the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 60.
Good morning. Police and fire on the scene of an accident in downtown Nashville. It's 40 westbound near Broadway and Debumbrium. Again, it's got traffic a little bit slow in that area right now with the flashing lights. It's been crawling out there in Humphreys County as THP wraps up that wreck. 40 westbound at the 140 mile marker. So extra time towards Memphis because of that wreck in Humphreys County is definitely needed this morning. Hey, if you recently suffered hail or storm damage to your roof and now that roof is starting to leak, log on to IRS Roofs today. That's Independent Roofing Specialist. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, family owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
All the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Are you new to town? Maybe you want to learn more about the community. Well, the Rutherford County Historical Society invites you to come over to the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse every Saturday morning from 9 until noon and talk local history. They'll answer your questions and share history that you didn't know. And it's all free, including the coffee and donuts. That's Saturday mornings, 9 until noon, at the One Room Ransom Schoolhouse, 717 North Academy Street. People are asking about Spring Fling. That's a little bit down the road, but we wanted to let you know it's May 20th through 23rd, and volunteers are needed. Get with the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce and see how you can help. Spring Fling, May 20th through the 23rd. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
And I would highly recommend Adams Place. It's a place to enjoy life. It's comfortable. The settings are home-like and not sterile. Adams Place is a place they're looking out for you. You feel at home, and I'm very fortunate there's a lot of people here I already knew. To get back to the food, I want to say one thing. The chef does a fabulous job here. I'm Larry Castelli, and you know, I would highly recommend Adams Place.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Turn to Turner Security for your business or your home. With Turner on your team, you're never alone. For everything you'll need, all you gotta do is call. Turner's got it all. When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
21 before the hour. John and Brian with you here this morning on The Wake Up Crew. Drive safely out there. Be careful. And we know we were talking about Walmart. I'm not a big fan of their shopping carts either. Seems like they're always wobbly or something.
Always.
You know, so. But I love Walmart. Don't get me wrong. I mean.
Do you ever go back when, you know, you go and it's wobbly and you go back and get another one?
I do. Yeah, I too. Used to get one out of the parking lot because I know they've worked, you know, because somebody used them, you know.
So. Either that or, you know, if it's wobbly, you can choose another one when you get inside.
Right.
Smart.
Time for our dad joke of the day. This time it's all on you, big boy.
Yes, it is. You know, I stepped on the scale this morning. It said error.
Really?
Yeah, it said one person at a time, please.
Whoa. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was a real cut to yourself, wasn't it?
Yeah. Self-deprecating, yeah.
Self what? What'd you say?
I didn't say defecating. Although it might be.
6:41. It's the Wake Up Crew, folks, and Matt Wolf's coming up pretty soon, too. We'll be back.
CBS News Brief. Pope Leo XIV celebrated his first Mass as Pope at the Sistine Chapel this morning. His older brothers John and Louis Prevost says he always wanted to be a priest.
You know how some kids like to play war and be soldiers? He wanted to play priest.
And we just teased, you know, you're going to be the Pope.
It's Victory Day in Russia. Russia celebrated the defeat of Nazi Germany with a huge military parade in Moscow. President Vladimir Putin was joined by the presidents of China and Brazil. The attorney for the Menendez brothers will ask a Los Angeles judge today to recuse the entire DA's office from their resentencing case. CBS legal contributor Jessica Levinson says asking to have DA Nathan Hochman thrown off the case is one thing.
Bringing a motion to have the entire district attorney's office be thrown off the case is certainly an aggressive move. I think it is one that's going to face an uphill battle.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Rutherford County authorities are intensifying efforts to locate suspects involved in a string of vehicle burglaries that rattled the Blackman community earlier this week. Residents in the area, including those on Burnt Knob Road, Sugar Tree Drive, Ruby Oaks Lane, and Shelley Plum Drive, reported stolen purses and credit cards. Notably, a home security video captured a young man wielding an AR-style handgun during the break-ins on May the 6th. Deputies believe that multiple young men were involved. Although some vehicles were secured, others were left unchecked, making them easy targets. Community concern has surged, with locals voicing unease over armed suspects infiltrating their neighborhood. Investigators tracked the stolen credit card to a Donaldson Waffle House the following day, suggesting the perpetrators might have connections to Nashville. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office urges anyone with information to please come forward. Meanwhile, Middle Tennessee State University is grappling with its own controversy. A joint investigation by the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation and the Tennessee Comptroller of the Treasury has led to the indictment of MTSU professor Don Hong on charges including theft, forgery, and official misconduct allegations. Allegations state that Hong misappropriated state funds between 2020 and 2024, exploiting his university position for personal gain. MTSU officials stress their full cooperation with investigators and reaffirm their commitment to student welfare. Hong was booked into the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center with a bond set at $500,000. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett with News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hey, this is Taylor with Bell Jewelers inviting you to come shop with us for Mother's Day this year. Push presents are a huge thing, and I know that it seems to be a newer thing, but fellas, let me tell you, these ladies deserve a gift. Come to Bell Jewelers for the best push present your wife could ever want. It'll be the perfect cherry on top after your baby's born. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Tell us what your vision was like before you had the cataract surgery done.
My eyes were just really out of whack, and I do a lot of hand embroidery. I got to the point where I couldn't even do my embroidery.
Are you now able to doing your embroidery?
Oh, yeah. I can go back and do what I was doing 30 years ago.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive behind SunTrust Bank.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Do you love to read?
Love to read.
Tell us about the library at Adams Place.
We have an amazing library. It's like a library at a big estate. You know, there are just so many books. You just come, pick out one you want, take it home, read it, take it back. It's just great.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Now, information you need. Are there major risk factors of Alzheimer's disease and dementia that we need to be aware of?
If you have a biological parent that has the disease, if they're carrying that gene, you do have a 50-50% chance of getting the disease.
But the greatest risk are with
people who smoke have a higher risk of forming Alzheimer's. People who drink alcohol have a higher risk of Alzheimer's. Exercise is a good way to lower your risk factor. Education is also a great way to lower your risk factor because you're exercising your brain. You're stretching it by learning.
And here's a shocker.
When we look at all of the counties, Rutherford County ranks third out of all the counties in the state where Alzheimer's is listed as the cause of death. Overall, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in America. So more people die of Alzheimer's than they do of breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. Women have a higher risk of Alzheimer's than men. With men, they focused for the last at least 20 years on cardiovascular health, which were all risk factors we've already discussed for Alzheimer's. So by focusing on their cardiovascular health, they improve their risk factors for Alzheimer's.
And that's information you need about Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48, 12 minutes before the hour. John and Brian with you this morning, and we are getting zipping through a Friday, and hope you have a great weekend ahead and a great Mother's Day. I know that's coming up as well. And don't forget the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf is coming up at 6:57. That must have been the puppy, the puppy wolf. Anyway, and we'll be checking the forecast in just a minute as well. But first, it's time for the graduation report. And here with the graduation report is Brian Barrett.
Well, next Tuesday is a big day for all of the Stewart's Creek Redhawk graduates as they walk across the stage, 7 o'clock at the Murphy Center. All of these will be at MTSU's Murphy Center unless I tell you otherwise. So that's next Tuesday. Next Wednesday, the 14th, all the Rockville Rockets will get their diplomas. Then on Thursday, the 15th, 7 o'clock, it's Smyrna High School that graduates on the 15th.
The Bulldogs.
That's right. The class of 2025. Then we move ahead to Friday. And Friday sees three different graduations. Blackman High School at 7 o'clock at the Murphy Center. Holloway High School at 7 o'clock at Life Point Church in Smyrna. And Eagleville will also have their graduation at the school's gym on Friday the 16th. Then on Saturday, big day for graduations. The rest of these are going to be at the Murphy Center. So you've got Riverdale High School at 10 a.m. on Saturday the 17th. Then at 2:30, Laverne High School. At 7 o'clock on Saturday, Siegel High School will graduate. So three on Saturday. Then Sunday brings us to Oakland High School. They graduate May 18th on Sunday at 2:30. At the Murphy Center, then Central Magnet, also at MTSU's Murphy Center, on Sunday at 7 p.m.
Oh, that's neat. An afternoon and an evening.
Yep.
I guess you could just stay there, get a bag of popcorn, and watch both of them.
If you wanted to. The Rutherford County Virtual School graduates next Thursday, and that's going to be at MTSU's Tucker Theater as well.
Doesn't Todd Harris get a diploma this year?
I don't know. Did he fail that class?
I thought he was going for a doctorate. I was.
It's either that or man. I don't know which one it was.
A master's plus.
No, it was doctor because you said that we're going to have to call him Dr. Harris.
What?
Yeah, I remember you mentioning during the
really?
Ball game.
We're gonna have to call him Dr. Harris.
I did see where Lindy King also graduated.
Dr. King. Wow. I never made it to that extent. I guess I could have. I'd have been Dr. Dinkins.
Well, you could still do it.
It did seem kind of funny. Yeah, I could do it. Yeah, right. Okay. Dr. Dinkins. Doesn't have a good ring to it.
Well, it, you know, kind of has the alliteration going. Dr. and Dinkins.
Yeah. Then I could be called the doctor on the show.
What's up, Doc?
No, it'd be doctor.
Oh, you have to say doctor?
It's Dr. D in the mornings. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Anyway, let's do some birthdays this morning.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
By the way, thank you for that graduation report.
Very welcome.
You did a very good job with it.
Oh,
and
wow.
What?
Are you sick?
What do you mean?
It was a compliment.
Well, you did a good job with it.
Okay.
I mean, it's so rare. In 1918,
there we go.
Mike Wallace, American journalist and media personality. He was in, he used to have the show Biography. That was a great show. And 60 Minutes. I don't know what that is. What is that?
That's the clock. 60 Minutes clock.
Okay, we have that sound effect.
I don't on this soundboard right now. Sometimes you have to improvise, John.
1936, Albert Finney, an English actor. Born in Salford, England. In 1937, Dave Prater, American soul singer of the group Sam and Dave.
I'm a soul man. Yeah. I'm a soul man.
He died in 1988, and if I'm not for sure, but I think Sam just died recently as well. In 1942, Tommy Rowe, American pop rock singer, born in Atlanta, Georgia. Tell you what makes that song very, very important. It was my first 45 I ever bought.
Was it really?
Dizzy by Tommy Rowe. Yeah. I still have it.
Sounds like when you hear at the skating rink.
I still have it. Used to put that baby into the car and let her rip.
But it's so hard to talk.
In 1946, Candace Bergen, Beverly Hills actress, she was in Murphy Brown. And in 1949, Billy Joel, American rock singer and songwriter and piano player.
Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody.
What's your favorite memory of Billy Joel? What song do you remember? I'm gonna have to tell you what it is. You won't remember it.
Piano Man?
No, that was in 70s. One during your time.
I don't remember.
Uptown Girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Married, what's her name? The model that was in it. They divorced, but.
Interesting.
Uptown girl,
I remember that
been
song.
Living with an uptown world. Okay, our birthdays today is Robbie McGoldrick, Clarissa Smith, Karen Everhart, Joe Putnam, and Edgar Hernandez. Tomorrow, Caitlin Taylor, Lee Colvin, Joanne Lowe, Sylvia Sloan, Emily Parker, and Joan Mankin.
Well, those are the names we have for today and tomorrow, so if you have ones to add... 615-893-1450, call or text 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Barbecue birthday lines open for you until about 7:30 this morning.
And we'll be back with more of the Wake Up Crew. We're going to wrap things up. News is on the way.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudiness early today, sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 74 degrees. Winds northeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, some cloudiness could pass through the region. Lows drop to 50. And then Saturday, mostly sunny and highs warm into the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 60.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Drive EV program has resources for members who would like to learn more about all aspects of EVs. MTE is developing programs and educational materials to answer member questions. Learn more at driveev.com.
Good morning. A couple of wrecks in there. Clearing stage is 65 southbound just past Trinity Lane. It is over to the side, but there's a lot of volume down through there right now with all that traffic continuing to flow out of Madison coming down from the north on 65 southbound. Wrapping up this wreck in downtown Nashville on 40 westbound as you get off that ramp there onto Broadway and to Mumbrium. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out this weekend when you order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Alan Butcher was one of many local residents who only went to Adams Place.
Of course, Adams Place, in my mind, is the premier senior care facility, not only in Murfreesboro, but in the immediate area. We're very happy here and so glad we came.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This Mother's Day, how about you take Mom to see Kerry Washington and Omar Sy?
Don't be mad. I was always a better shot.
No.
Yes.
Lovebirds, am I right? They're starring in Shadow Force. That's in theaters now. Omar and Kerry play former assassins looking to lead a more domesticated life.
You broke a blood oath.
These are two parents who love their child enough that they will go to the ends of the earth to protect him.
Now, Kerry told me, yes, the movie has plenty of action, explosions, crazy stunts, but at its heart,
it has love, and it's about the sacrifices you make for what matters most to you and the people that matter most to you.
And I will kill to protect them.
I think you want her on your side. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58. Hope you've enjoyed this first hour, because you got to sit through the second hour if you're in a car.
It's going to be good.
Oh, it's going to be good. Yeah. What are we watching? Trivia. We're going to have all kinds of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you that Steve Ferrer is today's good neighbor of the day for helping find the right tool for the job and renting it at a very reasonable rate. I like the backup music, by the way. Steve Ferrer will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Today's good neighbor of the day. We do it each weekday morning. So how can you send in a person to be the good neighbor? Simple. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply. Just tap on the link, fill out the information, and click submit. You can get to that same web form or link at wgnsradio.com/goodneighbor or the submit section of the website. Those are the easy ways to get it to us. It sends us right to my inbox. You can also call Melissa later on in the day and tell her about it. Birthdays and anniversaries, don't forget those. 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
An American Pope.
You have called me to carry that cross.
Brother reacts outside Chicago.
Tremendous pride came over me, but then also the huge responsibility that now is on his shoulders.
Air traffic control upgrade.
All new hardware, all new software.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A Vatican Mass, the first for the new Pope, Leo XIV, the first American Pope.
I know I can rely on each and every one of you to walk with me as we continue as a church.
Yesterday, he was Cardinal Robert Prevost. Now he heads the world's 1.4 billion Catholics. The 69-year-old Pope is from Chicago, known by some there as Father Bob. Our CBS News team coverage begins in Rome with correspondent Seth Doan.
Father Angelo Di Baradino just had lunch with the now Pope earlier this week.
What kind of man is he?
He was very quiet. Very kind.
Monsignor Anthony Figueredo is a CBS News papal and Vatican contributor.
He left the United States to go as a missionary to a very poor diocese in Peru at the age of 30.
What does that say to you?
That says to me, this is a man who follows in the footsteps of Pope Francis.
Pope Francis just made Prevost a cardinal in 2023. At the time, the Chicago native, who became a citizen of Peru, called himself a lifelong missionary.
Look at the challenges that the church in the United States is facing. I hope to be able to respond to them.
Where does he stand on so many of what we consider these hot button issues?
Certainly he took some quite traditional positions. He said that that's not a solution to ordain women as deacons. He also indicated that homosexual lifestyle and same-sex marriage is not always in accord with church teaching. He's now Pope of the Universal Church, so certainly some of his views on these areas, again following on Pope Francis, can change.
CBS's Adriana Diaz has more on what people are saying about the new Pope.
His brother John, back home in Chicago, always knew it was his lifelong calling.
You know how some kids like to play war and be soldiers, and some kids, girls want to play dolls and be housewives. He wanted to play priest. He took our mom's ironing board and put a tablecloth over it, and we had to go to Mass.
He believes the new Pope will walk in the footsteps of his predecessor.
He had a deep feeling for the disenfranchised, for the poor. In that way, he will be a second Pope Francis.
As news spread around the globe, it evoked joy and pride here at home.
He's from America. He's the first American pontiff in history. Yes.
I'm from the Chicago area, so that is really, really exciting, and it's a special, beautiful moment.
To those who knew the man before he was Pope.
He's an incredibly bright person, but at the same time, very relatable, approachable, warm, friendly. You could sit down and, you know, have hot dog and potato salad with him.
Do you think that relatability is the Chicago in him?
It could very well be the Chicago in him. I think it's very much the Augustinian in him.
Father Robert Hagen is a fellow Augustinian and has known Pope Leo for nearly 27 years.
How will his background as a member of the Augustinian order influence the way that he is Pope?
In Leo, we'll have an opportunity to have someone call us to prioritize our life in such a way that we pay attention to the things that matter most.
The Trump administration is proposing a multi-billion dollar overhaul of the air traffic control system in the wake of recent deadly plane crashes and technical failures. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the plan calls for 6 new air traffic control centers, along with upgrades at all air traffic facilities over the next 3 years.
I think our country, our people, those who use the airspace, they deserve this moment in time to actually deliver an air traffic control system that's going to keep them safe.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Menendez brothers will be back in a Southern California courtroom today. The two men are serving life sentences for the killing of their parents, and efforts to reduce their terms and make them eligible for parole have stalled. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says there's now a new tactic.
Bringing a motion to have any district attorney thrown off a case for bias is a big deal, but bringing a motion to have the entire district attorney's office be thrown off the case is certainly an aggressive move. I think it is one that's going to face an uphill battle.
Reports say the Justice Department has opened a criminal investigation into New York Attorney General Letitia James for alleged mortgage fraud. James denies any wrongdoing. She led the civil fraud case against Trump. CBS's Jared Hill tells us Trump has a new job for a conservative TV personality.
The president choosing Fox News host Judge Jeanine Pirro as interim U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C. The nomination of his first pick, Ed Martin, pulled after losing support in the Senate. Pirro's false statements about voter fraud in the 2020 election were part of a lawsuit brought by Dominion Voting Systems against the network.
The New York Times reports the Trump administration plans to resettle the first group of white South Africans in the U.S. next week. It's believed up to 1,000 will be brought here this year. Trump has said they are victims of unjust racial discrimination. Well, the president has indicated FEMA's future is in doubt. CBS's Nicole Skanga tells us about a shakeup there.
The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency was fired after Cameron Hamilton, FEMA's acting administrator, appeared to publicly break with the Trump administration on whether or not to eliminate the nation's disaster relief agency while testifying on Capitol Hill.
Democrats have condemned the Trump move to fire the Librarian of Congress. Carla Hayden was the first woman and first black American to hold the job. Lainey Wilson won Entertainer of the Year at the Academy of Country Music Awards. She also won Top Female Artist and Album of the Year.
Excuse me, you look like...
And Ella Langley's duet with Riley Green was named Best Single and Music Event of the Year. Time on the Roundup, 8 past the hour. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for making us a part of your morning. It's the Wake Up Crew continuing our second hour here from News Radio WGNS. First things first, a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by our friends at Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudiness early today, sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 74 degrees. Winds northeasterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, some cloudiness could pass through the region. Lows drop to 50. And then Saturday, mostly sunny and highs warm into the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 60.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morning, still out there in Humphreys County trying to finish up that accident on the interstate. 40 westbound at the 140 mile marker. That's causing delays as you head towards Memphis. It's still heavy over here. 65 southbound where we've had a couple of wrecks just past Trinity Lane. It's loading up now, 24 up through the Antioch area, coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Hey, when you need dependable towing for a car or big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chug with your on-time traffic.
WGNS powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Looking to go solar? MTE's Pro Solar program is committed to educating members on the process and helping them achieve their renewable energy goals. Learn more about Pro Solar and your free consultation at mte.com/prosolar.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Wake up with the crew. Wake up with the crew. The show is on.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Getting right after it this morning on the Wake Up Crew. Approaching 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning on this May 9th, episode 1654. Rolling right along. You got your big news check from CBS there just moments ago. And now it's time for Wake Up Crew. This hour presented by Toots Good Food and Fun. Glad you're with us on a Friday morning.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
The week is done. Time for fun. Gonna get into everything under the sun. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say,
hey!
It's Friday.
Friday it is. May 9th. We've got, let's see, two more Fridays after today, then Memorial Day. So that's your next three-day weekend. And then summer kind of starts up here. So
fast and furious.
Yes.
And it'll be over before you know it.
I know.
I've already started looking at the football schedule.
I'm sure you have. I did have
what games I'm not going to do.
I did have someone ask me, do you know what football games you're doing yet? No. I've got one schedule that I just happened to see, and I printed it. I'm sure I can get them all, but won't be that long. It'll be a quick summer, and then here we go again. But we've got some days to enjoy while we get there. So Mother's Day is on Sunday. Don't forget it. I mean, make sure that, you know, we had a report yesterday that 39%, almost 4 in 10 mothers say they have to plan their own Mother's Day. Don't be that guy. Memorial Day, 17 days away.
You're making that statement. You're telling other people not to be that guy.
I'm not that guy.
You planned the Mother's Day.
Heather's never planned it.
You just never had anything.
No, we've had it.
Oh.
We did it last weekend, actually, because we knew that kids had different things going on and whatnot. So went ahead and did it a little early. She got a nice little pink scarf.
Oh, from whom?
More of a shawl than a scarf. I don't know why she likes shawls from Bobby.
This keeps her warm.
Yeah. She wears, I don't know, she likes them. This one's nice. So don't forget, last full day of school is
chocolate
on May 28th.
Cordial cherries?
20 days from now. Well, I haven't given her what I'm going to give her.
Oh, okay.
Because we'll go to church together next Sunday. And
you won't have to worry about feeding her or anything. Just give her cherries, chocolate-covered cherries.
Yeah, she'll probably eat them all right then.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. By the time we get to September, you know, they're a little white. You know how chocolate can turn white? But she'll eat them anyway.
Best get that time little to white substance on top of them.
Best time to get them is in December. So you just buy them up right
there. They bring out the new boxes in December, don't they?
I guess it's a big Christmas thing. So
you always get the, what kind do you always get?
Oh gosh, I can't remember. It's not the ones
rectangle box.
It's not the ones that are individually wrapped.
Yeah, okay. The good ones.
Yeah, she has trouble unwrapping them all, so she just wants to sit there and open up the box and eat them.
Start pouring them into her mouth.
Uh-huh, yep. That's how things work. Song of the day. This is the last Paul Revere and the Raiders song for the week. It's been Paul Revere and the Raiders week this week, and here is today's selection. That kind of sounded like an ultimatum, him or me, right?
That's what it was. Yeah.
Choose. So that's our Paul Revere and the Raiders selection for today.
Brian, I want to thank you for giving me half of your Lava Cup peanut butter cup today.
So have you ever had one of them?
No, I've never. They were really good.
It was better than I remembered it being. I've had one a long time ago.
I think you were just disappointed it wasn't peanut butter and jelly.
Well,
when you bought it the first time,
they look like
that's what they are, because I thought that's what it was too when I saw it on the table.
I had it a long, long time ago because they've been out for a while. But the reason I picked that one up is Bobby said that she had one, and she said it's okay. I don't know, and I said, well, I had the strawberry one, and it just reminded me. And so I was in the checkout and I saw that one, and it's like it's the second time I've done it. But you pointed out the reason why.
And it looks like it's grape, isn't it?
It's got a
purple color, and it looks like grape. Makes you think it's great.
That's bad packaging.
And I do appreciate you looking out for me, too, because instead of giving me the whole peanut butter cup, I'd already taken out one of them for you to eat. And I know that you only did it to watch my calories, and I certainly appreciate that.
Well, I thought it would be something that we could talk about. You know, we finally had it. I don't see yours.
It must have gone into your mouth pretty easily.
Oh, I had it that day that I bought it. Which was the day before I gave it to you.
It's probably a rat's been in there this morning.
So, yeah, I had it yesterday. So, I certainly thought that I'd finally found it, but no, did not.
Really disappointed.
Yeah.
It makes me think that they're not very good. They're not going over very well.
Well, we had the strawberry one.
But they bring them out like that, like used to. The potato chip one was all you could find them easily. Then all of a sudden, now you can't find them. This is Lava Cup. It's going to be the same way. They kind of bring them in and out, you know.
I think they find what's the biggest seller, and then they keep those.
Yeah.
Because you can find the pretzel, which I don't understand why pretzel is.
Do you like the big Reese's peanut butter cup, like the big one? Because I know you like the peanut butter.
I do. I kind of like this. I like the mini ones, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But I don't know.
I like the thin ones.
The thin ones?
Yeah, they make them.
It's got more chocolate than peanut butter.
Well, no, they're thinner. It's kind of like an Oreo, like a thin Oreo.
Oh.
You ever had one?
I don't think so.
Oh, well.
White chocolate's pretty good.
Yeah, white chocolate's real good. Peanut butter comes out really good in those white chocolate ones.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a good mix.
Yeah.
Well, John, we said goodbye on Monday to Skype.
We did?
Yeah. Skype is no more.
Really?
Microsoft had Skype, and they pulled the plug on Skype. 8.5 billion users since 2011.
Wow.
They created Microsoft Teams during the pandemic, and now Teams does the same thing. So it's taken Skype's place. But there you go. Rest in peace, Skype. Here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
In the NBA, the Timberwolves have evened the series against the Warriors, coming out on top in Game 2, 117-93. Anthony Edwards left the game in the second quarter with a left ankle injury, but returned for the second half and ended with 20 points and 9 rebounds. Julius Randle had 24 points and 11 assists in the win. On the ice, the Oilers and the Golden Knights went down to the wire and then some.
Perry now to McDavid with room, gets in over the line, across, right side.
Yeah. You just heard it all on the Oilers Radio Network. The Capitals have even their series at one apiece after defeating the Hurricanes 3-1.
Time now for Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks.
Sponsored by the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs. The Kentucky Derby is now behind us, but the racing excitement is just beginning. Starting August 28th and running through September 10th, Kentucky Downs will feature the richest 7 days of racing in North America. Titans of the turf from all over the world will descend on Franklin, Kentucky and light up the lawn in an all-grass extravaganza. For more info on the live racing meet, visit themintgaming.com.
Now, here's Danny.
It's Mother's Day weekend and Mama needs a new pair of shoes. So let's get rolling on Saturday, May 10th. Big day, Belmont the Big A meet in New York. Race 2 is the Grade 2 Man of War Stakes. Mile and 3/8 on turf. Short but talented 5-horse field, the number 4. Capture the Flag is our top pick. He's got 1 win and a second and 3 starts this year for trainer Todd Pletcher. Race 7 is a Grade 3 John Nayrud. Older sprinter going 6 furlongs on the dirt. 6-horse field, the number 5. Anarchist for trainer Doug O'Neill is our pick here. Race 9 is the Take the A Train Stakes. 3-year-old filly going 6 furlongs on the turf. The number 9, Serving Time, is our top pick. Daughter of Without Parole has won their last 2 starts for trainer Cherie DeVoe. Race 10 is the Grade 2 Ruffian, 1 mile on dirt for older fillies and mares. The number 10, My Main Squeeze, is the pick here for trainer Mike Maker. Race 11 is the Grade 3 Peter Pan Stakes, mile 8 on dirt for 3-year-old males. You got a 10-horse field. The number 8, Captain Cook, is who we like. Trained by Rick Dutrow, the son of Practical Joke, is 1-for-2 in 2025. We'll finish at Churchill Downs. Race 10 is the Grade 3 Mademoiselle Stakes, loaded 14-horse field for 3-year-old fillies going 5.5 furlongs on the turf. The number 6, Dream Away, for trainer Wesley Ward, is our top pick. We will couple her in an exacta with the number 13, Lovely Emma, for trainer Peter Erton. Remember, got a hunch, bet a bunch, back a horse and get paid.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:22 the time on WGNS for a Friday, so that means it's time to share what we're watching.
Meet the Flintstones.
Monday, Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's Island.
So it is time for what we're watching. John, would you like to lead us off this morning?
I can. I watched this weekend, I watched 2 different movies, and one was Baby Girl. I had to turn it off. It was Nicole Kidman. It was,
not good?
It was taboo, kind of. Oh. It was kind of sensual, I'll put it that way.
Risque?
Yeah, so I turned it off. But I did find one, Melissa McCarthy in Life of the Party. And she played, it was on Max, and she played the woman who had gotten divorced. Her husband left her at the beginning of the movie, and she had 1 year of college left, so she goes back to go to school with her daughter, who's has 1 year left too, so they graduate together.
Oh.
And it talks about all the shenanigans that went on. Well, you know, there were some parts in it that might be a little bit, but I think it was fairly clean,
a little bit of a comedy, then
not a lot of bad language. It was a real good comedy, and was real surprised because I wasn't expecting much. You know, you're flipping through on a Sunday, and you go, I'm going to watch this, you know.
Yeah.
The Braves were playing at night, and so I just watched it. And so it was pretty good. So I could recommend that one. Melissa McCarthy and really that's Julie Bowen from Modern Family was in it. And so it was a good movie. So on Max.
Movies, huh?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I was on Max the other day for something.
I told you about Ransom Canyon.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was one of those that gripped you, you said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot like Yellowstone.
Okay. But
not as good, I don't think, but it's pretty good.
Okay.
It's worth binging.
Speaking of Yellowstone, I finished my go through of 1923.
Mm.
So very good. It ended. So
Harrison die?
No.
Oh.
No. I don't know if you've watched any of it, but the whole thing has been centered around the nephew he fought in the war and then went to Africa, and it was his trip back and how he got back to help save the family ranch. And so it had, speaking of risque things in it. It had a lot. But next in the franchise, Dutton Ranch. This spinoff is set to debut this fall and will center on Beth Dutton and Rip Wheeler.
Hmm. Okay.
So then you've got The Madison. It's a new series that's supposed to be coming out. Who is in that? I can't remember the star's name now. Then you've got the prequel 1944, which is going to follow 1923. So they're kind of doing the decades, the generations of the Dutton family.
I'm going to try to watch Sweet Magnolias. So that's one I've watched the first two or three years. And I haven't done that either. I've got to get on that. I forgot what it is. I think it's on Netflix. I'm not sure. But anyway, I'm going to have to buckle down and just pay for a Deadpool and Wolverine. I'm just going to have to buckle down and pay some money.
Mm.
It's not coming anytime soon.
Probably not. Michelle Pfeiffer is going to play the lead in that The Madisons.
Oh, I love Michelle Pfeiffer.
And, oh gosh, what is his name? Patrick J. Adams, who was in Suits, is going to be in that one too. So they've got a pretty good cast for that. They just started shooting like September for that one. They're calling it the Sheridanverse. Taylor Sheridan has all of these different things out there. Melissa was asking me, how in the world did he get so popular all of a sudden? But, I mean, all of his dramas have gone pretty well.
Well, so that tells you what I know. I thought it was a girl. Okay, wow.
Oh, Taylor Sheridan?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a feller. And, John, you will blank this big news.
I will blank?
You will blank this big news.
Guess?
So you're going to guess this big news?
Yeah, I guess. The Match Game's coming back.
It is. It's coming to ABC and Hulu this summer with your host, blank Short.
Martin Short? Martin Short's going to be the host.
Martin Short is going to host the Match Game.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, here's the poster.
I guess Alec Baldwin blew his chance.
Here's the poster for it, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He is going to actually be the host and the executive producer.
Oh, wow, okay. I always liked the Match Game.
Yeah, I know I've shared my story about the Match Game, but the game show channel was, Heather and I, when she was in the hospital with Bobby, just watched it every afternoon for several hours, and it was always the Match Game with Gene Rayburn.
But well, you watched the old ones.
I did, yeah.
Alec Baldwin did it for a while, for a couple of years.
Yeah. So there you go, a look at what we're watching.
May 9th, the 50th year of the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
50 years of farm-to-family freshness at the Lane Agripark on John R. Rice Boulevard.
7 a.m. to 1. It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
May 9th at Lane Agripark in Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
When my husband died, my son called me and wanted me to come and live here. My oldest son lives here with my two grandchildren and my four great-grandchildren, and he's a wonderful blessing to me.
This is Shanda McDaniel, the Community Relations Director at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come see us, the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we've made it 7:30. It is a Friday morning, TGIF, May the 9th.
And happy birthday today to Robbie McGoldrick, LaCarissa Smith, Karen Everhart, Joe Putnam, Edgar Hernandez. And tomorrow we celebrate Caitlin Taylor, Lee Colvin, Joanne Lowe, Sylvia Sloan, Emily Parker, and Joan Mankin.
Well, those are the names we have right now on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club, but you've got a chance to add names to it. Now, if you've called or text this morning, we've got it. We'll have it up here on the air in about a half an hour or so. But if you haven't called or text in, now is your deadline to get them in. 615-893-1450.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
Traffic and weather together and news coming up at 7:31.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudiness early today, sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 74 degrees. Winds northeasterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, some cloudiness could pass through the region. Lows drop to 50. And then Saturday, mostly sunny and highs warm into the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 60.
Good morning. It seems like it's gotten heavier coming down 65 through Millersville here in the last few minutes through that stretch of Sumner County. There's still some fog out here in certain areas, trying to pick up with more volume coming in from Mount Julian, leaving Wilson County in general here on 40 West, headed through Hermitage into Donaldson as it gets heavier up through Brentwood and Franklin here in the last few minutes on 65 northbound up through Williamson County. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out this weekend when you order online at PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A major infrastructure project in Murfreesboro is moving forward despite environmental challenges that have delayed progress. The Cherry Lane expansion, designed to alleviate traffic congestion on the city's north side, is preparing to enter Phase 2. Chris Griffith, who oversees the project, reported that wetlands and streams along the route required realignment to conserve sensitive areas, causing unexpected delays. The Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation has approved the new alignment, and officials now await final clearance from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Once completed, the expanded roadway is expected to significantly improve local traffic flow and foster new residential and commercial development, particularly near the new interchange. Griffith noted that the project will support tourism as well, making accessing easier for visitors to venues like the Murfreesboro Soccer Park. Phase 3 will complete the project, with each phase scheduled for roughly 6 months of construction. In Cheatham County, former Sheriff Deputy Jeffrey Key is facing serious criminal charges following an investigation by the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. The probe began in October after allegations surfaced that Key had sexually assaulted a woman while off duty. Investigators also linked Key to a property damage incident on the same night when he allegedly crashed a vehicle into a mailbox. A grand jury has indicted Key on charges of rape, assault, and vandalism. He's being held in the Cheatham County Jail on an $80,000 bond. Authorities emphasize that Key, like all accused individuals, is presumed innocent until proven guilty in court. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett with News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
We're at Adams Place talking with John Hood. What advice do you have for someone considering a move?
Well, I would encourage them to check out Adams Place. Come and personally see the facilities, talk to the personnel, and get a true feel of Adams Place.
I'm Terry Deal, Rutherford County's premier retirement community with all five levels of care. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
The next closest landfill from Middle Point right now is down in Lewisburg. The MTSU study estimated that's about $90 per ton of waste to get it there.
If we have to take our trash up the creek, that's a lot of travel without a paddle.
Only people that are going to be responsible for those costs are taxpayers.
The cost to take out the trash will trickle down to local residents and businesses.
You double the distance, you double the cost.
There's got to be a better way. The answer's here. That's Middle Point Landfill.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS, 735 our time. And it is time to play 1970s TV trivia.
Uh-oh.
This is all on you.
Oh, great.
First one, easy peasy. Who played the character J.R. Ewing in the TV series Dallas? Was it James Brolin, Patrick Duffy, or Larry Hagman?
You know that one. I'll let you do that one.
That's Larry Hagman.
Yeah. So you helped out.
That's probably all. Which medical drama series aired from 1972 to 1983 featuring a cast of doctors at the at a fictional Boston hospital? Was it Quincy, M.E., Trapper John, M.D., MASH, or St. Elsewhere?
I'm going to say MASH.
I'm sorry, John.
Oh.
It was St. Elsewhere.
It was that early? 72?
Yeah. No.
That can't be right.
Maybe I said the answer or question wrong. It is the St. Elsewhere is the correct answer. So it was 82 to 88, not 72 to 83.
Oh well, this disqualifies that. We're still good.
What was the name of the character played by Carol O'Connor in the TV series All in the Family? Was it Fred Sanford, Mike Brady, George Jefferson, or Archie Bunker?
Archie Bunker.
Archie Bunker is correct. Who starred as the character Alex Haley in the TV miniseries Roots? Was it Denzel Washington, Sidney Poitier, Morgan Freeman, or LeVar Burton?
That's LeVar Burton.
Wow.
So you knew that one.
Yep. He starred as the young Kunta Kinte, a character based on Haley's ancestry. Which crime drama featured a private detective named Jim Rockford? Was it Kojak, Columbo, The Rockford Files, or Magnum P.I.?
Jim Rockford? The Rockford Files, wasn't
Rockford
it?
Files.
Wow, that was hard.
What was the name of the alien character in the TV series Mork and Mindy? Was it Alf, E.T., Mork, or Spock?
Mork.
These are like gimmies.
I think you could have done okay in this.
I think I could have. Yeah. What long-running character debuted in 1975 featuring Henry Winkler as the Fonz? Was it Three's Company, Happy Days, MASH, or the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
Happy Days. Is this for the third grader?
I guess so. Which sci-fi series premiered in 1978 featuring a crew of astronauts aboard Galactica? Was it
Battlestar Galactica? I bet, but go ahead, read them.
Was it Buck Rogers in the 25th Century?
Ooh.
Was it Star Trek: The Next Generation?
Ooh.
Was it Space 1999? Or was it Battlestar Galactica?
I'm going to say Battlestar Galactica since it took place in Galactica.
Well, that was the name of the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh boy. What was the name of the popular detective show that aired from 75 to 79 starring James Garner? Was it Columbo, The Rockford Files, Magnum P.I., or Starsky and Hutch?
Rockford Files.
That's right.
Gosh, a repeat question.
Really? Uh-huh. Who played the character Hawkeye Pierce in the TV series MASH? Was it Tom Selleck, Alan Alda, Burt Reynolds or James Garner?
Do you know this one? Okay, Alan Alda.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Alan Alda. And that would be the correct answer. Which popular variety show hosted by Donnie and Marie Osmond aired from 76 to 79? Was it the Osmond Family Hour, the Osmond Sibling Show, the Donnie and Marie Show, or the Donnie and Marie Variety Hour?
Ooh. Well, it was Donnie and Marie something, but I don't know. I don't know exactly for sure.
Well, you got the Donnie and Marie Show or the Donnie and Marie Variety Hour? Because I don't think it was the Osmond Siblings.
No. I know it's either those two. I'm just trying to figure out. I don't remember Variety Hour. I'm thinking show, but...
You are correct!
Oh, wow.
Got it right at the last minute. And that is 1970s TV trivia.
Branches is not only a place to go to find help for mental, emotional, and behavioral issues. Branches Wellness is here to provide help in losing weight and in medication management. Branches believes in body, soul, and spirit, ministry, and care for the whole individual. Branches, the place to turn to find hope and healing in the midst of a hurting and sometimes difficult world. Go to BranchesCounselingCenter.com or 615-904-7170.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. It is the friendliest place you ever could hope to be.
Was the decision to move difficult?
No, it was just a really good change. I never, ever regretted a day of moving here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping things up on the Wake Up Crew this morning, 7:42, and I hope you've enjoyed the show today. It'll be up on podcast shortly. WGNSradio.com under podcast, then look for Wake Up Crew, which is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE partners with schools and families to support learning and inspiring young minds. Proudly serving our community since 1936, that's Middle Tennessee Electric. Want to say good morning to today's good neighbor of the day, Steve Ferrer, our good neighbor, for helping to find the right tool for the job and renting it at a very reasonable rate. That's Steve Ferrer, the recipient of flowers today. From Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio, WGNS, the good neighbor, Steve Ferrer, today. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. A couple of the easy ways that you can send in your good neighbors to us here at WGNS.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Well, you know, I stepped on the scale this morning and it said error.
Really?
Yeah. Said one person at a time, please.
Replay.
Well, I gave you a 5. He kept the John Young tradition going.
Mm. 5. Let's see. Write that down in ink.
Well, yeah. It's 5s all week.
My folder has grown. I've got this many.
Dad jokes?
Some that I've gone through each of these sheets, but there are some that I haven't done. So it might be time one of these days to do a, would this have made the cut or not?
Oh.
Oh, I guess what have we learned today? I was packing up. talked about Martin Short hosting the match game a minute
ago. Yeah, we talked about Life of the Party, a movie that's out with Melissa McCarthy. It was 2018, believe it or not. That movie was done. Carry Out Groceries. We talked about you have experienced the carry out process.
I have not done it in a couple of years, but I
delivery
do.
Is what I mean, you know.
Well, yeah. We did the delivery once. It's just as easy to go pick them up, but it is kind of nice to have them at the door. But you pay more for that.
Yeah.
You don't pay as much if you have them pick it and just bring it out and
load it
in the car.
Well, they got some fancy stuff. They got fancy delivery wagons. One that was from Kroger, anyway.
Yeah, they had to. I mean, if every time you go into Walmart, you see the people going around with these things and putting all your stuff in it.
Oh, okay. I haven't really noticed it too much. I'll start looking for it.
They've got blue baskets, and it's on a cart that they roll, and they put the different things in the different baskets, I guess, in terms of how to bag it when you get to the back or somebody does that.
Well, you have to pay because they had to probably pay somebody to do that kind of stuff, you know.
Yes.
To hire somebody and then a vehicle and all that. So
for the delivery part, yeah. Now you can go online and you can do your order, and it's usually like the next day or a day and a half away, and you can choose the pickup, and then you go to the special pickup area, you pull into your number, and then you through the app you tell them that you're there, and then you wait a few minutes and they bring it out.
Yeah.
If you're install 10, they know to bring it to Brian Barrett or whatever. So
they don't bring them to your house?
There are two things you can do. You can do delivery, or you can do pickup, where they do the shopping, but you pick it up.
Okay. That's a little cheaper, I would
say. It
is. Yeah. That would be good enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like that.
So Samantha does the delivery.
See, they actually came to the house, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Laid it on the front door step?
Put it in the garage. The garage door was open.
Oh, very nice.
They'll put them on the front porch, too.
Yeah, just wherever.
Yeah.
Well, Paul Revere and the Raiders week is over. We saluted them on the Wake Up Crew. Next up, it's the...